The Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. That line really jumped out at me when I was studying the readings for this week, because I don't know about you, but occasionally I wonder if my prayer is good enough. I sometimes find myself in a cycle of doubt. Am I praying correctly? Am I even doing this right? Does God hear my prayer? Am I asking for too many things for myself? You know, we often treat prayer like a technical skill that we need to master, like that of learning a musical instrument or to play a sport. We get the idea that there is a right technique and a wrong technique. Or we treat it like a test that we are constantly at risk of failing. Well, that is the struggle in our lives that St. Paul is addressing in our second reading today. Let me share with you one of my own prayer struggles. As a deacon, I am often asked to offer a prayer before a meal or at an event, and I am not given the time to prepare. This is called extemporaneous prayer. And you know, some people are very good at that, very eloquent. And I'm always impressed when I see people who can do that, but I am not one of them. I tend to stutter and pause, and I never come up with exactly the right words. Or consider this example from our daily lives. Have you ever set aside some time to pray, and you close your eyes and you start to pray, but then realize that pretty soon, instead of speaking to God, you are thinking of things to put on your grocery list, or worrying about an email you just received, or even replaying a conversation in your mind that you had with somebody the day before? It is easy to walk away from those moments thinking, I'm just not good at this, or I'm too distracted to pray. But in today's reading, St. Paul gives us some liberating news. He tells us that the goal of prayer isn't to craft the perfect prayer. It is to be present to God. Paul admits for all of us that we do not know how to pray as we ought. And in that admission, that vulnerability is exactly where the Holy Spirit begins to work in us. To understand this, let's look at the definition of prayer from the Catechism that was given to us by St. John Damascene. Prayer is the raising of one's mind and heart to God, or the requesting of good things from God. You've probably heard me quote that line many times before. The part about raising one's mind and heart to God shows that prayer is an act. It's an action of focusing our minds and our attention towards God. It is the act of having a conversation with God or placing ourselves in His presence. And the part about requesting of good things from God shows that prayer can be a petition, asking God for what is good, including good things for ourselves and for the ones we love. Because isn't that what love is? An unselfish and loyal concern for the good of another, for caring about their well-being. But this prayer of petition, the requesting of good things from God, may raise another doubt that I mentioned earlier. Am I asking for too many things for myself? Well, there is no worry about that if you keep two things in mind. First, remember that our prayer is more about our relationship with God, about being in His presence. If we only come to God to fulfill our Amazon wish list, then it will be a pretty hollow relationship. Secondly, we need to remember the according to God's will aspect. As Jesus taught us in the words of the Lord's Prayer and in his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Father, your will be done." God will give us what he knows we need. Remember, too, that prayer is not a transaction where we input specific words to receive a specific output. If prayer were about having the perfect words, only the most articulate and eloquent speakers would be heard by God. God is not waiting for a polished performance. God is only waiting for us to place ourselves in his presence. St. Paul says, "The Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness." That weakness, Paul mentions, our vulnerability and our inadequacy, is actually the bridge that allows the Holy Spirit to enter. There are times in our lives, and we've all experienced them, when words are clumsy or insufficient, or they fail us completely. Times of extreme grief, like at the loss of a loved one, or times of deep anxiety, like surviving a close call in a car accident, or even times of overwhelming joy, like witnessing the birth of your child. And at these times, without words, we may feel like we've lost the ability to pray. But these are the times that St. Paul says, "The Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings." When we don't have words, we haven't lost the ability to pray. We are, in fact, praying in the deepest way possible. And the Holy Spirit is translating our raw, unrefined longing into a language that God hears perfectly. This comes from our second reading today. "The one who searches hearts," that is God, "knows what is the intention of the Spirit." These are prayers of the heart. God knows and answers them. So when we pray and we feel like we don't know how to pray as we ought, remember that God is not judging us on how eloquent our prayer is. He receives our prayer simply because we showed up and we directed our prayer to him. Think of it this way. Imagine a toddler learning how to speak. They make sounds, they point, they cry, they pull on our sleeves. They don't have grammar or the vocabulary to explain their needs. Do we look down on them and say, "Sorry, baby, but your communication is flawed"? No, we look at them and we know exactly what they need, not because they said it perfectly, but because we love them. We are that toddler when we pray our imperfect prayers, and the Holy Spirit is the one leaning down to interpret our messy, disjointed, but honest attempts into the ear of the Father. And sticking with that same analogy of a child, the author Richard J. Foster wrote, "Just like a child can never draw a bad picture, so a child of God can never utter a bad prayer." His point was that God welcomes sincere prayer even when the words are awkward, hesitant, or unprepared. That quote gave rise to the axiom that I learned in deacon school: there is no such thing as a bad prayer. So when we ask that nagging question, "Am I praying correctly?" I believe St. Paul's answer is a resounding, "Yes, you are praying correctly because you have shown up. And in the eyes of a loving Father, your presence is the most important word you can speak." Let's let St. Paul's words give us greater confidence in our prayer today. Let us spend more time in God's presence, interceding even with our imperfect words for ourselves, for our loved ones, for the church, and for the world.